Then she commenced to pray for Roberto quickly and automatically as she had done at school, saying the prayers as fast as she could and counting them on the fingers of her left hand, praying by tens of each of the two prayers she was repeating. Then the bridge blew, and one horse snapped his halter when he rose and jerked his head at the cracking roar, and he went off through the trees. Maria caught him finally and brought him back, shivering, trembling, his chest dark with sweat, the saddle down, and coming back through the trees, she heard shooting below, and she thought, I cannot stand this longer. I cannot live not knowing any longer. I cannot breathe, and my mouth is so dry. And I am afraid, and I am no good, and I frighten the horses, and only caught this horse by hazard, because he knocked the saddle down against a tree, and caught himself kicking into the stirrups, and now as I get the saddle up, oh God, I do not know. I cannot bear it. Oh, please have him be all right, for all my heart and all of me is at the bridge. The Republic is one thing, and we must win is another thing, but, oh, sweet blessed Virgin, bring him back to me from the bridge, and I will do anything thou sayest ever. Because I am not here. There isn't any me. I am only with him. Take care of him for me, and that will be me, and then I will do the things for thee, and he will not mind. Nor will it be against the Republic. Oh, please forgive me, for I am very confused. I am too confused now. But if thou takest care of him, I will do whatever is right. I will do what he says and what you say. With the two of me I will do it. But this now, not knowing, I cannot endure. Then the horse tied again, she with the saddle up now, the blanket smoothed, hauling tight on the cinch, she heard the big, deep voice from the timber below.
Maria! Maria! Thy inglés is all right. Hear me? All right. Sin novedad.
Maria held the saddle with both hands and pressed her cropped head hard against it and cried. She heard the deep voice shouting again, and she turned from the saddle and shouted, choking,
Yes! Thank you.
Then choking again,
Thank you. Thank you very much.
When they heard the planes, they all looked up, and the planes were coming from Segovia, very high in the sky, silvery in the high sky, their drumming rising over all the other sounds.
Those, Pilar said. There has only lacked those.
Robert Jordan put his arm on her shoulders as he watched them. Nay, woman, he said, those do not come for us. Those have no time for us. Calm thyself.
I hate them.
Me too. But now I must go to Augustine.